Reform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everyone's waiting and anticipating, 'cause Christmas is 2 days away. Last minute shopping and traffic ain't stopping. Old lady, get out of my way. Yes, that's the spirit, and Santa can't hear it. Stuck in his shopping mall hell, sneaking a shot while he's still on the clock. He stood up and laughed till he fell. 'Cause it won't be Christmas this year till we've all turned black and blue. Discounted 10%'s 10% off, but it's not in the front and they don't have it in back, so sold out is all it will cost. You're lost in the parking lot, can't find your car, you curse that they all look the same. Slipped in a puddle of slush, then decided to sit in it like you're insane. Certificates purchased with love, like a French fry and hamburger dream. So when you get hungry then sick to your stomach, you stop and think of me. And I hope it reminds you that I tried to find you some beautiful shiny new things. But I started to miss you and wanted to kiss you much more.
Without my mother's embrace, mother is 75. She's the closest friend I have in my life. Take her from me, I'll break down and bawl and wither away like oak leaves in the fall. You can be judge me in my ways and my slew of ex-lovers, but don't ever dare say a bad word about my mother. When she's gone, I'll miss our slow, easy walks, playing Scrabble to the chimes of the grandfather clock. I'll even miss the time far, but mostly I miss being able to call her and talk. I can live without watching the classical fights. I can live without a lover beside me at night. I can live without what some might call a charmed life, but I can't live without mother providing her life. My mother is 75. One day she won't be here to hear me cry. When the day comes for her to let go, I'll die off like a lemon tree in the snow. When the day I won't have the courage to soar through her things. With my sisters and all our memories, I cannot bear all the pain it will bring.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everyone. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, January the 1st, 2017. And I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your New Year's perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Be back. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, January the 1st, you see, I got the short straw. I got the Christmas Sunday and I got the New Year Sunday. But anyway, we'll do our best to muddle our way through. It's 37 rainy degrees outside our studio. Oh, along about 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program, we'll bring you a weather update and let you know what to do and how to dress and everything else as far as this wintry weather is concerned around here in the New England area. Okay, let's get right into it. Yesterday, women's college basketball, only one major game. Ohio State 92, Indiana 82. In men's college basketball, number one, Villanova 80, Creighton 70. I haven't seen Villanova play this year. Got to see if I can catch them on the tube and see who they've got that the Celtics might want to draft. I've seen Kentucky, I've seen North Carolina, Louisville. I may have seen little bits of other games, but not anything that would jump out at me. Celtics, like I said, looking for a big man. We'll talk about that a little later on in the program. But anyway, I'll show you how much I'm not an expert. I like sports. Am I an expert? No, I don't think anybody is, really. You know, they might think they are, but... Anyway, let's get back to men's college basketball. Virginia is an upset. Unranked Virginia Tech defeated number 5 Duke, 89-75. Louisville, 77. Indiana, 62. Gonzaga, 81. Pacific, 61. Another upset. Unranked Georgia Tech defeated number 9 North Carolina 75-63. Another upset, Florida State ranked number 20 defeated Virginia, who ranked number 12, 60-58. Xavier 81, Georgetown 76, St. Mary's 72, San Diego 60, and Notre Dame 78, Pittsburgh 77. Yes, in a few college games I've seen some very athletic, young, big men. Most of them freshmen, sophomores occasionally. Haven't seen too many upperclassmen that caught my eye. But anyway, I'm going to have to do a little more research to determine who I think would be a good fit with the Boston Celtics with their own pick, plus the pick of the Brooklyn Nets. So we'll see how far we can go with that selection process. Anyway, as soon as we get information, I'll pass it on to you and let you tell me what you know out there. Maybe there's somebody out there who you know is coming out after one and done or whenever, and who do you think would be a good fit for the Boston Celtics. Looking for an inside big man. Okay, let's go to college football. On Monday, the day after Christmas, Mississippi State 17, Miami of Ohio 16, Boston College 36, Maryland 30, North Carolina State 41, Vanderbilt 17. Wake Forest upset number 24, Temple 34-26. Army 38, North Texas 31. Minnesota 17, Washington State 12, Baylor 31, Boise State 12. Upset, unranked Miami defeated West Virginia, who was ranked number 16, 31-14. Utah 26, Indiana 24. Upset, Northwestern, who was unranked, defeated Pittsburgh, who's ranked number 23, 31-24. Kansas State, 33. Texas A&M, 28. Upset. Oklahoma State, ranked number 12, defeated Colorado, who's ranked number 10, 38-8. Virginia Tech, 35. Arkansas, 24. South Florida, 46. South Carolina, 39. That game went into overtime. Florida State upset number 6. Florida State ranked number 11 defeated Michigan ranked number 6, 33-32. Stanford 25, North Carolina 23. Tennessee 38, Nebraska 24. Georgia 31, TCU 23. Air Force 45, South Alabama 21. Upset. LSU, ranked number 20, defeated Louisville, ranked number 13, with the Heisman winner, 29-9, LSU over Louisville. So having their number one running back sit out because of injuries, because of potential injury, negatively impacting his status in the draft, LSU won anyway. Didn't matter. And they made all the big same thing with Stanford. They won anyway. Okay, and Georgia Tech 33, Kentucky 18. And in the semifinal games of the big playoff, Alabama 24, Washington 7, and Clemson 31. Ohio State zip. I could not believe how poorly Ohio State played. So we're going to see Alabama and Clemson, go at it for the national championship. So there, how about that? Who am I going to pick? I think I would say Clemson has the better offense. Alabama, slightly better defense. I think I'm going to go with Clemson. How about that? Ta-da! You heard it here first on the Brown Perspective on Sports. 420 at the Brown Perspective on Sport. Tommy Hill, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Getting the new year off on a great start, I hope, with this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. But I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. You like numbers? 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time on your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here on this Sunday, January the 1st, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Grizzlies. Bring up my background music. Okay. The Grizzlies won 112 and the Kings 98. The Bucks won 110 and the Bulls 96. The Cavaliers 121 and the Hornets 109. The Rockets 129 and the Knicks 122. The Jazz 91 and the Suns 86. And the Thunder 114 and the Clippers 88. Michael Westbrook got his 16th. Count them. 16th. Triple double. I don't know if I said it last week, but I have been greatly impressed with Michael Westbrook. My opinion of him has changed tremendously. When he was playing with Kevin Durant, I thought he took too many shots, some of them that Durant should have been taking. But now he's there all by himself, and he's the only person that the other team really had to concern themselves about stopping. Michael Westbrook is one of the best players in the NBA. He gets to the rim like Isaiah Thomas does, but has more force and more strength and more ability. And the other day when he got kicked out of the game, complaining about not non-calls. He's impossible, from what I've seen, to stop. The Celtics threw three men at him when he drove down the middle, and that cooled him down a little bit, but then he started passing off to guys, and Sabonis, whose father played in the NBA many years ago, was hitting three-point shots like they were going out of style. One with 20 points, kept keeping the Thunder in the game until Westbrook can get his act together, and instead of driving the middle, started driving to the right side or the left side, where there wasn't so much competition. And he won it with 40-something points. But anyway, he's got quite a ball player. Someone said he plays like his hair is on fire. Hey, I guess. And to be truthful, I cannot. I know everybody can jump on me when I say, well, Michael Jordan. But yeah, he's doing Jordan-type things. And what can you say? A guy that rebounds and passes and gets his points too? Yeah, that's Michael Jordan-like. So, hey, hats off to Russell Westbrook and my higher opinion of him now that he's doing so much damage really by himself practically. 4:30 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, January the 1st. Happy New Year Sunday. Edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. I got the Christmas Sunday. I got the New Year's Sunday. Hey, well, I'm probably going to get the 4th of July, Memorial Day. You know, hey, throw them up there. I haven't looked at the calendar, but whatever. I'm ready. Let me give you our phone number if you want to talk sports. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. There was a report this morning when I was checking the scores about the Chicago Sky women's basketball team.
They were in Turkey, are in Turkey, I guess. Why is the whole team in Turkey? I don't know. Maybe playing, I guess, exhibition games or whatever. I know a lot of the WNBA players go to Europe and whatever, you know, during the off season. But anyway, so I guess something happened over there. But the report is that the entire team is safe. And I guess a lot of women who play, maybe some guys also who play over there, are going to have to, you know, reconsider their situations and because of all of the various terrorism going on all over the place. 4:32 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, January the 1st, Happy Year Sunday edition 2017. I'm going to be saying 2016 for a while before I get back on track here. But 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Before we get off the NBA, I got a comment on some idiot here on this program named Donnelly Brown. Was talking a few programs ago about the potential of trading Isaiah Thomas for the best big man you could get even before the NBA draft. Saying since he is, you know, a 20-point-a-game person, you know, and can do a lot of things, and it's really only real liability is the fact that when it comes playoff time, people are going to isolate him because of his size with a bigger guard, and that's going to make it difficult for the Celtics to get all of the value out of him, scoring value, and he's a good passer as well, out of him that he normally does, because, you know, he's just going to be, you know, overwhelmed inside by bigger point guards, bigger, small, whoever they want, they can isolate somebody on him. It's happened before. I've seen it before. And so, therefore, I thought if we could get a big man, a good big man, you know, for him, you know, we're not going to give him away for anything. But now, after that 52-point performance, get to shut my mouth. Let's just play the cards that we have and see what we come up with in the draft with the Brooklyn pick. Excuse me. And Brooklyn's been playing fairly well this year. As I said in the previous program, there are a lot of NBA teams who seem to be all clustered together. They're the world champion Cavaliers, who the Celtics did not play badly against. Excuse me. In their most recent loss to the Cavaliers, lost by 6 points. Did the Cavaliers, did the Golden State Warriors, did the San Antonio Spurs, maybe the Clippers. Clippers probably not so much now that their big power forward is on the injured list. But anyway, those are the three, top three. And the rest of the teams seem to be a lot, I won't say all of the rest of the teams, but a lot of the teams are right, you know, clustered close together, the Torontos and the Indianas and teams like that. And so the Celtics need to see if they can, with this group of people, emerge from that group and come into a class maybe just below the top ones. And who knows, maybe as we continue to progress, you know, some younger guys, Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier and everything else. I think the Celtics have a bench that they need to be able to get output from more consistently. On a talk show recently, I heard someone say about the Celtics, okay, Isaiah Thomas demands a double team a lot of times, but who else on the other team, on the Celtics, demands a double team? And I guess you got to say no one. In that 52-point game, Avery Bradley didn't play. So, therefore, there was a lot of shots that Isaiah was taking that would normally have gone to Bradley and maybe points as well. But they won a close game over Miami. And Miami's best scorer wasn't there either, but he's not a defensive player. So, he's not known for his defense. And they did a good job shutting down Whiteside, but a lot of guys off the bench scored a lot of points, keeping the game close. But anyway, I'm saying let's stick with Isaiah, keep him around, and see who we can come up with and see if the team can improve overall. 436 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, January the 1st. Happy New Year's Sunday, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 till 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-866-1-855-1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Be back.
Close your eyes for a moment Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
And this is brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:42 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. Let's go to the National Hockey League yet today. Good news for Bruins fans. Bruins 3 and the Sabres 1. The Capitals 6 and New Jersey 2. The Blue Jackets won their 15th straight with a 4-2 victory over the Minnesota Wild. Penguins 4 and the Canadiens 3. That was an overtime game. Islanders 6 and the Jets 2. Panthers 3 and the Stars 1. The Rangers 6 and the Avalanche 2. The Flames 4 and the Coyotes 2. The Canucks 3 and the Oilers 2. That was a shootout. And the Kings 3 and the Sharks 2. In that Bruins game in the first period, 1:28 into the first period, Frank Vatrano got the second goal of the year with assist from Zdeno Chara. Bruins 1, Sabres zip. Second period at 7:04, Patrice Bergeron got his seventh goal of the year on a power play with assist from Spooner and Marchand. And at 9:29, Tim Schaller gets his fifth goal of the year with assist from Krug and Zarnik. And then at 19:38, Jack Eichel got his seventh goal of the year with assist from Ristolainen and Reinhardt. 3-1 Bruins and no scoring in the third period. Lehner got 25 saves and Rask had 26 saves for the Bruins. And the Bruins, yeah, to me, I don't give them the same shot of improving that I give the Celtics, because I think the Celtics bench players and some of the starters as well still have room to grow. I don't know that much about the Bruins to say that beyond the regulars, that some of the new players they're bringing in have a whole lot of room to grow. Maybe they will. I don't, you know, consider myself a great hockey fan. I pick up what I can from the papers and other commentary over the ear. But the Bruins, to me, seem like they lack, you know, outstanding. They don't have an Isaiah Thomas, that's for sure. Although Pasternak, you know, looks like he has the potential. And this kid that scored yesterday, Vatrano, supposedly is going to be a good scorer too. Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci, they all seem to be showing their age. Zdeno Chara, you know, watching playoffs a couple of years ago, I said, boy, all these teams that are moving on in the playoffs, Chicago and other teams like that, just seem to be moving so much faster with the puck than the Bruins are, that you know, it seems like the game has sort of like passed them by. Anyway, hopefully, you know, we'll see some improvement. We'll get a player here or a player there or make a trade or whatever. The big deal supposedly was getting a scoring defenseman, a good scoring defenseman during the offseason. That didn't happen. And so, therefore, we have to wait and see who can develop and how much that development is going to impact the way the team plays in the rest of the season and in the playoffs. Playoffs! Yes! Hopefully, we'll make the playoffs. 4:46 here on WMFU. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting in iTunes.com. Radio and YouTube on your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, January 1st. Happy New Year! Sunday edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. Phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be back.
More than 5 million Americans have a heart condition known as atrial fibrillation, or AFib. It affects both men and women and is more common in older people. I'm State Senator Jen Flanagan of Massachusetts. Women in Government urges you to learn the warning signs of AFib, which include an irregular heartbeat that can lead to such complications as dementia, heart failure, stroke, or even death. Other signs include palpitations, shortness of breath, weakness or difficulty exercising, chest pain, dizziness or fainting, and fatigue. 15% of all strokes in the U.S. are linked to AFib, and they are more severe than other strokes, with a 50% likelihood of death within 1 year. People who have AFib can lead normal, active lives. For some, treatment can cure AFib and return the heart to its normal rhythm. Educate yourself today. To learn more about your risk factors and how AFib impacts you, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, it's, excuse me, it's 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. We're going to spend the next, let's get right into the NFL. My son has not been able to update the records. Going into last week, I had, I think, a 5-game lead over him. And Bill was in third place, I believe, 1 game behind. Kenny was fourth, and Kyle, my grandson, was fifth, bringing up the rear. Didn't get an update. I think, off the top of my head, that I was something like 11-5 last week. 12-4, I don't know, somewhere around there. 14 and whatever, somewhere around there. So I don't know how the other guys did, and since we have not gotten an update report yet, I cannot tell you who's in first place, but I believe I'm still holding on. This is the final week, fellas, so therefore, and there are some tougher picks because of the fact that some teams are going to rest some of their players. So anyway, final week, week 17 before the playoffs, and here are my picks regardless. I'm taking the Falcons over the Saints. I think the Falcons' big O is a little better than the Saints, who have little D. Even though Atlanta's D isn't that great either, but usually so far this season, their offense has been racking up points to the point where their defense hasn't had to look so bad. I got the Ravens over the Bengals, and at least one Harbaugh is going to win this weekend. I got the Giants over Washington, and we'll just let it go at that. I think the quarterbacks in both those teams are overrated. How about that? I got the Texans over the Titans, and with Mariota out for the rest of the season with a broken leg, Titans go down. And Savage seems to be playing fairly well. And the team is rallying behind him. The team, I believe, was playing below par primarily because of the play of Osweiler. And not having Watt all season certainly didn't help either. I got the Bucks over the Panthers. Tampa Bay has more to play for. They have a shot at a good playoff spot. So I think they'll give it all they have. Of course, the Panthers have nothing to play for, so therefore they may play spoilers. But anyway, we'll see. I got the Packers over the Lions. The Cheeseheads have gotten hot at the right time. And when Rodgers would say, take it easy, relax, I guess he knew what he was talking about. 2 years in a row now. I got the Colts over the Jaguars. Two teams with nothing to play for. And so since the Colts, I think, have a better team than Jacksonville, I'm looking for the Colts to pull that one out. I got the Patriots over the Dolphins. Our defense is rising up to match our offense, and that's great heading into the playoffs. And we, with a win, will get home field advantage all the way through. So we have a lot to play for in this game. I got the Vikings over the Bears. Adrian Peterson is not playing, and possibly never again in the land of the lakes. Hey, would Adrian Peterson look good on the Patriots next season if he'll come here for short money? Hey, would LeGarrette Blount and Deion Lewis and Adrian Peterson? What a running attack. And White is not doing badly either. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And why would he come here for short money? Because he's going to get a chance at the ring. He hasn't got any rings. One of the best running backs in history of the game. He has no rings. Who knows what he'll do here with the Patriots and not have to, be a horse. Just get in there and do your thing when it's your time. I got the Bills over the Jets. They're battling for the bottom of the you-know-what pile. The Ryans are gone. The owner couldn't stand them even to play out their contract for this rest of this year. One more game, he can stand them. And I was predicting that all along. I heard one sportscaster say, if the Ryans could coach as well as they could talk, they would have some pretty good teams. They talked a better game than they coached. And they got a pretty good team out there. But I'm taking the Bills over the Jets because both teams are struggling. But I think the Bills have a better team than the Jets. And certainly a better quarterback. I got the Cowboys over the Eagles. Now, the boys are in. They don't need to, battle for a playoff spot. They are not going to improve with a win and are not going to regress with a loss. But the two young guys, Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, do you want to really take them out at this point in time when they're heading into the playoffs where they've never been before? When they get in the upper stratosphere, the air gets mighty thin. Okay, but that's where the men are separated from the boys in the playoffs. I got the Steelers over the Browns. I already heard that Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown are not going to play. But the Steelers should still have enough to win at home. The Browns, the Browns, won a game finally. But the Steelers didn't collapse when Ben was injured this year, earlier this year. And so, therefore, I get the Steelers over the Browns. I get the Cardinals over the Rams. Playing for pride after being a preseason favorite. They never really recovered from that first opening game of the season. When they were playing the Patriots at home without Brady, they were so certain they were going to win that one. And when they didn't, they lost to Jimmy G and the Patriots. Ooh, they never really recovered from that one. I got the Broncos over the Raiders. The Raiders were my hot pick team of the year. And they go down because they have nobody to drive the car. Car went down like Mariota went down. And I don't know who the Raiders backup quarterback is, but chances are I don't think he's going to be able to carry the club. Offense with the big deal, their defense is fairly middling, and without Carr in the driver's seat, I see the Broncos winning that one at home, too. I got the Chiefs over the Chargers. The Chiefs are one of the harder teams in the league right now. So we'll see if we get a chance to avenge that horrible defeat last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was, in Kansas City. And I got the Seahawks over the 49ers. Seahawks got some injuries to overcome. If they plan to make some noise in the playoffs, who are their backups and can they overcome the injuries when they start playoff time? We'll see. They're still a formidable ball club. Anyway, we'll see what happens. My friend Bill, he got me his picks. He got the Falcons, the Ravens, the Giants, the Texans, the Bucks, the Packers, the Jaguars, Patriots, the Vikings, the Jets, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Cardinals, the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Seahawks. He's practically mimicked my picks as well. But he didn't know what my picks were, so he didn't copy off my paper. But anyway, those are his picks. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, wishing you all a happy, happy, happy new year. And all the best in this upcoming 2017 year. And as for sports fans, go Red Sox, go Patriots, go Celtics, go Bruins. Anybody else? Yeah, some hockey team, Revolution, you know. Not hockey, soccer, whatever. But anyway, hopefully we have a great sports season to go along with all the best that God has for us this year. Okay, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way, our New Year's Day program. We're going out with some more music of the Christmas season and top hits of the year 2016. Stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it.